St. Leo the Great, known as a preeminent pastor and preacher, perhaps famous for being a defender of Rome and of the role of and primacy of the Pope, but also for defending it against those invading armies of the Huns and the Vandals. And not least, though, known, I think, as well for his proclamation, the Tome of Leo, the Tome of St. Leo, that was given at the Council of Chalcedon in 451. The council called to discuss and address issues of heresy, and particularly those heresies involving Jesus and understanding the nature of Jesus. And Pope Leo's tome that was read there at the council was, again, beautifully expressing this understanding of who Jesus is, that he is a singular person. He is the divine word of God. And the one person has two natures, the divine and the human, which are permanently united in him without mixture or confusion. And after his tome was read there before all those members of the council, they stood up and they proclaimed, well, Peter has spoken to us through Leo. And it went on to become doctrine and dogma of our understanding of Christ. And it is, I think, rather fitting as we think about St. Leo and we understand his words on the incarnation and the union of the divine and the human in that person of Jesus Christ. We hear these words from the Book of Wisdom in our first reading today, and it starts out that first verse of the first chapter, love, justice, you who judge the earth, or again, instead of justice, you could use righteousness, love, righteousness, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him in integrity of heart. And this expresses part of that truth of the understanding of faith in general, but also speaking to this understanding of what is righteousness, what is justice. And that is being right with God. It is being, in some senses, united with God. It is, and throughout this first 7 chapters or so of the Book of Wisdom, continually expressing this understanding, this idea that when our will, when our desires are united with the desires of God, the one who has created us, the one who has formed us, we are righteous, we are made right, we are in justice, and we are going to be who we are called to be. But it continually goes through in this first reading as well. Every time our will departs from that will of God and we allow sin into our lives, it separates us from all that is good. It separates us from wisdom, from understanding. It separates us from good actions. It separates us from that kindly spirit, and it continually destroys. Our will is meant to be united with God's. In much the same way, although again different because of the unique homoousios state of Jesus Christ, that divine and the human was perfectly united in him, again, without mixture. The two didn't mix to become something different. They are both equally present and both fully themselves. And yet, that human will is perfectly united with the divine will in that person of Jesus Christ. And that is the model for how we are to live and what we are to understand about our own faith journey, is day by day to unite our will to the will of God for us. And this is what it is to grow in holiness. This is what it means to grow in union with God. And that is the divine life that we are called to live, to grow ever more in union with him. And again, only possible through that grace of God, through the Spirit, through the sacraments of the church. But it is that means by which we are made holy, and indeed the means by which we are made like God himself. We are made to be like Jesus Christ. we become divine in that sense, as our will is united with His. And this is a powerful understanding that we become something more than simply human. We become something that has become like God. And that is a beautiful and powerful understanding, and it should inspire us, and it should encourage us. It should be that ultimate goal and that prize against which nothing else can compare. So let us pursue that end. Let us pursue that union, that righteousness, that justice, uniting our will to Christ's, as He was perfectly united in human and divine wills with the Father.